There are a lot of questions about what will happen next week when Title 42 is lifted. Over the last 3 years, the controversial public health order has allowed officials to turn away asylum seekers at the southern border with Mexico. Gustavo Solis of KPBS brings us the view from Tijuana.
There are roughly 16,000 migrants in Tijuana waiting to enter the U.S. once Title 42 is lifted. But as May 11th approaches, Tijuana officials don't know how the U.S. plans to process all those people, according to Enrique Lucero. He's head of Tijuana's Migrant Affairs Department.
Sí tenemos un plan en mente, pero...
Lucero says that Tijuana has a rough plan of what to do on May 11th, but a lot of it depends on logistical questions like how many people the U.S. will allow to cross the border and where. And right now, he doesn't have those answers. He says he's preparing for the worst. On May 11th, he expects thousands of migrants to leave their shelters and form a long line outside one of three ports of entry. Lucero says they'll want to stay there, eat there, sleep there, until they're seen. He says that if the U.S. only allows a couple of hundred people to enter each day, it'll be chaos at the border. Tijuana has more than 30 migrant shelters, and all of them are already at capacity. Advocates like Pastor Albert Rivera expect even more people to come to the border once Title 42 is lifted.
Basically, we're getting prepared, we're constructing to be able to receive more people.
Pastor Rivera runs the Agape Migrant Shelter in Tijuana. About 650 men, women, and children live in the shelter. The kids play soccer outside while the parents cook inside, and all of them get ready for a shot at asylum in the U.S. Rivera says most migrants think that their journey is over once they enter the country, but that won't be the case. More than half of all asylum claims are denied, according to federal data. So he's trying to help them get ready to fight their cases in immigration court.
We focus on evidence, documentation, help them with all that. So we tell them, okay, you want to do the things legally, you want to win your case and everything. Focus on the evidence and everything. Be a little bit patient.
The Department of Homeland Security did not respond to a request for comment. The federal agency recently announced a broad set of policies to address the end of Title 42. Once the order is lifted, migrants will go through an expedited removal process. Under expedited removals, migrants are given a credible fear interview. This is an initial vetting process where migrants get a chance to plead their humanitarian case to an asylum officer. Those who pass are allowed to pursue asylum claims, and those who fail are deported.
The Biden administration has said it's going to be surging asylum officers and other resources down to the border to carry out these interviews.
Aaron Reichland Melnick is policy director at the American Immigration Institute, a pro-immigration think tank. He's been following the Biden administration's transition away from Title 42. He says that part of the plan is for Latin American countries to stop migrants from reaching the border in the first place. So U.S. officials are opening processing centers in Colombia and Guatemala. These are places migrants can go to see if they're eligible for asylum in the U.S. without having to go to the border. But one major question remains.
For the ports of entry, the big question is what things are going to look like once Title 42 lifts.
Title 42 essentially shut down the asylum process for 3 years. Migrants haven't been able to walk up to the border and request humanitarian protection since March 2020.
That means that asylum seekers really don't know what the situation is going to look like after Title 42 is over on May 11th. And crucially, the U.S. government hasn't indicated what they're going to do either.
Reichland Melnick expects an initial surge in migration after Title 42 is lifted. But he says that once the initial wave is processed, migration numbers along the border should eventually return to pre-pandemic levels. For Here and Now, I'm Gustavo Solis.